Ola Yerushalmi, corresponding to Mi'ila Bavli Dav Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on the fifth line, Rabbanon de Kisoin. Rabbanon de Kisoin, we have all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kamokum shenema loy shesele yoichol, atoris isa hanoya, kesa achila, b'yinam shebekulam, v'chokat v'she yuva, medama el oil moyed, l'chapeh v'akridish, l'tzecha v'esh tesoris. Rabbanon of Kisoin, quoting Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that wherever it says loy ye'achel, may not be eaten, you put an isa hanoya, just like the isa to eat. The precedent from which we learn all of them is V'chol chatas asher yuva midama al oil moyed lechaper b'kodesh loy se'achel va'ish tesarev, a pasuk in Vayikra, vav pasuk chof gimel, and any chatas that shall be brought of its blood to the oil moyed to atone in holiness, loy you shall not eat in fire, you shall burn it. Tani chizki m'sayel rabbi yochanan mishmor mashra shenema v'chelev shor v'chesed v'ev loy se'chelu. And support this from Rabbi Yochanan by Chizkiah from a Baisa. It says, a pasuk there again in Perek Zayin, pasuk Chof Gimel, any fat of an ox, a sheep, or a goat you shall not eat. The Torah forbid only eating. Why must it say, and the fat of a nevela and the fat of a trefa you may use for any work? If teachers is permitted even for malacha of Hashem, means for kodjim. Rimashu shenema rakadam lo yisaychelu le'eze daba neema ala arti pechenet hamayim. The Gemara asks, well, since it says only the blood you shall not eat, what, for what need does it need to say, and you shall pour it on the ground like water? If anyway there's only an issa to eat it. The answer is, it teaches that just like water is machshir, enables food to be metabol tumah, so blood is machshir. If the prophet says you shall not eat any nevela, why must it say you shall the stranger in your gate, you shall give it and he shall eat it? It teaches you that a ger toisha, which is a non-Jew, accepted to guard certain mitzvahs, he may live in Eretz Yisrael, he may eat nevelas. Since the pasuk already told us, and you shall not eat a trefa in the field, why do you need to go on to say you should throw it to the dogs? I mean, the Torah forbid only eating. Why would it be a problem to throw it to a dog? The answer is, you throw a trefa to a dog, but you may not throw chulin slaughtered in the azara, because the latter is also bahanah. Masnith and Masai Ladin. Abaisa supports this one, which is Rav Elazar, and the safer of the very same Abaisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Masnith and Masai Ladin, Rabbi Elazar, should say. The support of Rav Elazar is this, the Baisa that says, and chametz should not be eaten. This one makes one who feeds chametz like one who eats chametz. You say so, or perhaps the pasuk comes only to forbid hanar, getting other benefits. I think Rabbi Yoshe says that it says, and that really teaches the Ishanah. So why does it say, it's to make one who feeds like one who eats. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein lesorech, ma'im shortzim kalim, also behem is a ma'achil ka'uchel, chametz, chamo, Eino din shenase boy es amachem ka'uchel. Rabbi Yitzchak says, we don't need this, because shortzim are lenient, there's no koreh for eating them, and the Torah made one who feeds them like one who eats them, so chametz which is stringent, all the more so, we make one who feeds like one who eats. Ha ma tamulema le'yachel chametz, le'ba'akosav ela la'oisa v'hanaya. So why do the Pasuk say, le'yachel chametz, must be, it's coming to prohibit hana. Again, the chsiv lo yeachel hama lo yseichel leis shma mina klum v'hadam v'sayel rabbi yechlun. So now we can infer, it's because it says lo yeachel, Had it said Lo Seichel, you would not have learned from here any Issa Nah, and this in fact supports Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gra adds two or three words, Sa Tzura Bekalka, Pshita Shena Kalka Ne'esa. If one drew a picture in land using Ola, obviously the land is not going to become forbidden, even in terms of idolatry, what is attached cannot become forbidden. Now I should say, Tzava Dol Shesh Beruachayim, Ele Ishtachava, The Gemara asked, well, if one died something alive, had he bowed to it, he didn't forbid it, but because he died it, which is considered an action, perhaps he forbade it. The Gemara says, if one died tufts, this is a question, they're made to fill things, so the color is not significant. Beged should survive a chat choy vasoi. Moichin should say, ma'at abila kumuzka or kumuchlat. And the Gemara asks, if one dyed a large garment and cut it to tufts, do you consider it like muzga, which is a garment quarantined due to saras, cutting it to pieces less than the shear for saras is metayit, or is it like mukhlat, which is absolutely tummy, and cutting it is not metayit? Intavdine kemuzga muta, intavdine kemuchlat asa. If you consider it like muzga, then it's going to be permitted. If you consider it like mukhlat, then it's forbidden. And the Gemara adds a sentence over here, Beged Godol Shesvoi Amanas Lechaitchoi Moichin Sichale. If one died a large garment in order to cut him to taf, this is the question. Savoi v'chazor v'savoi v'gediach. If one died it and returned and died it and burned the dye, what's the law? Ne'ema im haya sicha v'tzia shesei shnia muta v'imlav asa. If we will say that it needed a second dye because the first dye alone did not improve it, then it's permitted. If not, then it's forbidden. And now the Gwa says we should skip the next few lines and it should say, Savai beklipe egoiv shal ola, v'chazav savai beklipe rimen shal chulin. If one dyed a garment with ola, nutshells, and returned and dyed it with chulin, pomegranate rinds, and it became mixed with garments dyed with chulin, pomegranate rinds, then what is the law? Yeva ka'adar agulei dvela agadolim ma'alas akatanim, akatanim ma'alas akadolim. The first answer we give is that it's like the Mishnah that says that big fig cakes are mevatel small ones, and small ones are mevatel big ones. V'huna amar kinim asnisa hagadolim ma'alim sekatanim b'mishkal, haktanim ma'alim sekadolim b'minyan. V'huna said that the Mishnah means that big fig cakes are mevatel small ones through weight, even if they're not 100 times as many cakes of heter as visa, and small ones are mevatel big ones through number, even if the heter cakes do not weigh 100 times as much as the issa. And I should say, Taman, hu roi lechatcham b'mahocha in a roi lechatchoi. There it's proper to cut them and they're all the same. Here it's not proper to cut them, so you can't learn from there. And the Gemara adds, ma damila yazim gevivois begain lemeved duodesim. What resembles that Mishnah if one dyed a garment with all the nutshells and cut it into pieces in order to make it duodesim, which is a thin cushion to put under shoes? And then he returned and dyed it with chulin nutshells. And again, the Gemara adds, "Amav Yosi b'Rabun ma damila beged gadol shesvoi amanas lechatchoi me'abdina duodesin." Rav Yosi b'Rabun said, "What resembles it? A big garment dyed with intent to make it into duodesin." Yeva kehadar uyishur oimer teinim shchayuris malis esalavonis valavonis malis esashchayuris. And the second answer, this is like the Brisa says that Yeshua says black figs and mevatel white, and white and mevatel black. Taman min b'minay, b'mahocha min b'she'ena minay. The Gemara rejects that now there it's min b'minay, it's mixing with the same species, but here it's min b'ena minay, it's mixing with different species, and therefore you cannot learn from there. And I should say, ma damila tzvay b'klipi egoi shal ola, v'chakach tzvay b'klipi egoi shal chulin, sever acher. What resembles that b'ifa, if one dyed a garment with the ola nutshells, and afterwards dyed it with chulin nutshells of a different color, and it became mixed with similar garment dyed with chulin. It's the same species, but it's a different color.